Jess, we start this week with something uplifting. It's a cover photo that reminds us there will be an after COVID-19, some patriotism in a Las Cruces neighborhood.
Absolutely. In fact, it's La Plata Drive over in the Elks Drive neighborhood. And a woman and her husband decided they were going to fly their flag during this pandemic, and their neighbors got involved, and now everybody on the street's flying their flags for the duration of this thing. So Elva Ostreich got an absolutely fantastic shot, and I think people are going to love that when they see Friday's cover.
All right. We move to a project that's been going on for some time, and there is now light at the end of the tunnel, Valley Drive.
Valley Drive. You know, that was our own Las Cruces pandemic, was trying to get around that thing. But they are wrapping it up, and we've got a story about that. And well, it's not really a story. It's a cut line on a photograph that explains the project time period and the budget and why it went over on both. And but they're just doing some cosmetic stuff, it looks like, now. So we're getting that all wrapped up finally.
Good to hear some good news. That's nice. Richard Coltharp has a column this week, and it's related to our pandemic. Tell us about that.
He really is. He made a great analogy between the building block game of Jenga and the pandemic, and how it affects us in everything from our shopping to our finances to our social lives. He really breaks it down, does a great job. It's a super metaphor. And I think people who are familiar with the game and the way that it works, and eventually the tower collapses, he's trying to give us some coping strategies so that our towers don't collapse.
That's right. That's right. We will make it through this. You know, one of the industries that folks have been concerned about, there are so many, but is real estate with the pandemic. And you have you talk to local realtors, but you also have a national poll.
Right. The National Association of Realtors released a poll talking about the situation at the national level. And so we kind of boiled that down. I got hold of two realtors with Berkshire Hathaway, Jeff Stevens and Terry Ann Morris and Everhart, and asked them some questions. We said, here's what the national poll says. What does it look like in Las Cruces? They gave us some really good ideas about where we're tracking with the rest of the nation and some areas where we're a little bit different. So that's on page 9 of the April 17th edition. I think people will get a kick out of that one.
Okay. And arts and entertainment, I love this story. There's an effort to, again, grow our beautiful murals in Las Cruces. And this one started with a desire to cover up some hateful graffiti.
Yeah, actually, Megan McQueen and one of her companions were walking along the ditch bank near Mayfield High School, along the railroad tracks, I should say, and they saw some anti-Semitic graffiti on a wall that faces outward toward where the public walks. So practicing their social distancing, they approached the property owner, said, we'd be happy to paint a mural over the top of it. The property owner said yes. It caught on, and now there's people out there practicing safe social distancing, but doing murals on public-facing walls, particularly in that Alameda area, but also in other parts of town. They're using donated paint. They're practicing safe social distancing. It's just a really cool thing to fill people's time and give them something to do, and also brighten up the community. I was just blown away happy with that.
All right. And one other thing that will brighten our day in the Las Cruces Bulletin is a column from Tracy Bryan of the Bridge of Southern New Mexico. She talks about what we should be thankful for.
Right. And she does it from a business perspective. When I first got that piece, I was kind of wondering, where am I going to put it? And when I looked at the business page, it really fit there. We also have a column in there by Chris Erickson. But she really reflects back on all the things that we can be grateful for from a business standpoint in the middle of this thing. And when you read it, it kind of gives you the warm fuzzies, all the feels.
Okay. Jess Williams is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he's with us every week. Jess, thanks so much.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check us out online at lascrucesbulletin.com. That's all one word.
Will do. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks. Bye-bye.